And you're working this message in my heart. And I believe that you want to reach hearts with this word so that we can become more established, more solid in our connection to you, and better warriors for the kingdom of God. We invite you, Holy Spirit, and I confess that I can do nothing without you. So I thank you for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. So I call this message Special Assignments Against Leaders, Churches, and Ministry Organizations, or I could call it The Three Wolves and the Two Towers. You're probably not going to forget that title. The Three Wolves and the Two Towers, especially since the Twin Towers have been in our thoughts over the last several years since that terrible day. The Three Wolves and the Two Towers. And so I began to get an idea of what this was about when we went to China in October. Part of what we went there for was to encourage a group of leaders who were struggling. Their church was about 5 years old. 5 or 7 years old? About 5 years old. And they are kind of the flagship for the Elijah House ministry in Taiwan. And while I was at that church, I was staying at a little apartment that the church has that they provided for Kathy and me as we were there teaching the Elijah House school. I was getting ready to take a rest one afternoon, and as I started to get in to lie down, I heard the Holy Spirit say 30,000. And I was like, 30,000, that's a big number. $30,000, that would be great. 30,000 what, Lord? And he said, I want 30,000 people to go through the basic Elijah House school here in Taiwan, because there's going to be a healing explosion that's going to go from here into China and around the world. And especially, you know, you may have heard about God's tsunami, I don't know, but the Chinese are believing that God is preparing 50,000 missionaries to go to Israel, that as the message goes around the world, that we were in South Carolina. Was that, when was that? Earlier this month. Yeah, it was the beginning, the end of December, the end of November, the beginning of December. And we went to Morningstar, and we heard a speaker there from North Carolina. What did I say, South Carolina? We actually ended up in South Carolina by mistake. But that was another story. Sally was with us on that trip. That was funny. But I get to visit some places. Anyway, we heard a speaker at Morningstar. He said that God had three great passions. And I just love this, that God has three great passions on his heart. And if God has three great passions, we should have those passions as well. He has a passion for the world, that the world will come to know that the Lord Jesus, and know that the Father has sent the Son. His second great passion is that for the body of Christ, for the bride. He loves this bride. He's preparing the bride. And the third passion on his heart is Israel, the nation of Israel. So God is at work and working, wanting to work in us as the bride. And this is a message about being more healed, to become without spot or wrinkle for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the spirit of Elijah. A cabal. It comes from the word Kabbalah. It comes out of the word Kabbalah, which are ancient Hebrew writings. It's also written with a C, C-A-B-A-L, cabal. You can look it up online as well. Here's what Wikipedia says about it. A cabal is a number of people united in some close design, usually to promote their private views and interest in a church, state, or other community by intrigue. Cabals are sometimes secret organization composed of a few designing persons. The term can also be used to refer to designs of such persons or to the practical consequences of their emergent behavior, and also holds a general meaning of intrigue and conspiracy. Its usage carries strong connotations of shadowy corners, back rooms, and insidious influence. A cabal is more evil and selective than, say, a faction, which is simply selfish. But we're using this term not necessarily to refer to a group, although there are groups of cabals that are designing against, but strongholds or spiritual entities of darkness that are united over organizations, over cities, over nations, and as well as at times over individuals. And the first story that I heard about a cabal, John Sanford, was praying for a man whose ministry was in the Middle East, and he was having a lot of effectiveness, but there was things in his life that were just